here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 4th of October, 2009. It's the birthday of the man who created the Hardy Boys, the Bobbsey Twins, the Rover Boys, and Nancy Drew, Edward L. Stratemeyer, born in Elizabeth, New Jersey, 1862. It's the birthday of Brendan Gill, born Hartford, Connecticut, 1914, wrote for the New Yorker magazine for more than 60 years, a man who loved New York, who said, "You feel in New York City the energy coming up out of the sidewalks. You know that you are in the midst of something tremendous, and if something tremendous hasn't yet happened, it's just about to happen." And it's the birthday of humorist Roy Blunt, Jr., born in Indianapolis, 1941, raised in Georgia in the town of Decatur, author of more than 20 books, subjects ranging from the Pittsburgh Steelers to Robert E. Lee to What Dogs Are Thinking About, and whose most recent book, Alphabet Juice, is a collection of stories about words. The subtitle is The Energies, Gists, and Spirits of Letters, Words, and Combinations Thereof, Their Roots, Bones, Innards, Piths, Pips, and Secret Parts, with Examples of Their Usage, Foul, and Savory, a collection arranged loosely like a dictionary, but with stream-of-consciousness digressions. Entries for the words unacceptable, unbeknownst, uneven, unreliable, narrator, zydeco, ziziva. There are entries for synchronicity, synesthesia, syntax collie, tallywhacker, tango, taxicab, and temesis, T-M-E-S-I-S, which means inserting a word or nonsense syllable into another word for intensifying effect, as in absolutely. Roy Blunt wrote, "Alphabet juice is my glossographia, juice, as in au jus, juju, power, liquor, electricity, as in influence, as in squeezins, as in the other day I saw a woman walking down the street wearing some highly low-cut shorts, and just below the waistband in two-inch letters was an inspired, if vulgar, brand name, Juicy." Here's a poem for today by Billy Collins entitled Water Table. It is on dry, sunny days like this one that I find myself thinking about the enormous body of water that lies under this house, cool, unseen reservoir, silent except for the sounds of dripping and the incalculable shifting of all the heavy darkness that it holds. This is the water that our well was dug to sip and lift to where we live. Water drawn up and falling on our bare shoulders. Water filling the inlets of our mouths. Water in a pot on the stove. The house is nothing now but a blueprint of pipes, a network of faucets, nozzles, and spigots, and even outdoors where light pierces the air and clouds fly over the canopies of trees, my thoughts flow underground, trying to imagine the cavernous scene. Surely it is no pool with a colored ball floating on the blue surface, no grotto where a king would have his guests rowed around in swan-shaped boats between the dark lakes where the dark rivers flow. There is no fairy waiting on the shore of rock and no man holding a long oar ready to take your last coin. This is the real earth and the real water it contains. But some nights, I must tell you, I go down there after everyone has fallen asleep. I swim back and forth in the echoing blackness. I sing a love song as well as I can, lost for a while in the home of the rain. A poem by Billy Collins, Water Table, from The Art of Drowning, published by University of Pittsburgh Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.